Dave Foley on Today FM.
Absolutely stunning out there. Any movement, by the way, on doing the show outside tomorrow? I'm going to need to do the show outside tomorrow. I've already got my Sun Factor ready to go. Got my shorts, got my flippy floppies.
We need a compelling reason to justify you doing the show.
Look out the window.
Right.
That's your reason there.
Could you say to me it's for your mental health?
That's
good. I'll include that in the email. Yeah.
Ray's well-being. Ray needs some vitamin D. Needs some sunshine on his face. That's a great one, actually. Oh, my God. Could I do this show from home every Monday? Because Ray hates coming in. He's miserable coming in on Monday. Maybe Wednesday as well.
This lad never saw the thin end of a wedge that he didn't like the look of. And I'm talking about you. Don't push it.
I was driving my car today. Cool. I was driving in my car. And we were driving home. And how do I describe it to you? We're driving along left-hand side. We drive on the left here in Ireland. And across the road, there's a car park for a supermarket. And coming out of the car... So I'm driving along. Normal speed. Not fast or anything, but normal speed. And across the road, I'm approaching an exit of a car park on the other side of the road. Okay?
Yeah.
So coming out of the car park, a car can either come out left and pass me here on this side as I'm driving straight forward, right?
Uh-huh.
Or the car can go out across me and in front of me. Do you know what I mean?
Sure, yeah. To get into the lane.
But I'm approaching. And he starts doing this thing. He's coming out.
Mm.
Slowly crawling out of the car park. While I'm... By the way, we're not... It's not like we're... It's not heavy traffic or anything. I'm driving. You know, I'm driving at... You know, busy but moving. But there's no... It's not like... It's chock-a-block. It's not moving. And I'm in a position to stop to let him out. No, I'm just driving along. And he's edging out of the car park. So I'm driving along. And he just drives out right in front of me. Right in front of me.
Did he not see you?
There's no way he didn't. There's no way... It's not possible that he didn't see me.
Did you have time to brake?
I did, and I did. I had to brake because he pulled out right in front of me. He pulled out right in front of me and then almost immediately stopped right in front of me because he wanted to let someone cross the road in front of both of us. Immediately. So for both of these... And then he looks in the rearview mirror and sees me and I'm doing that thing of... And like, I'm not flashing my lights or I'm not beeping, but I'm doing that... what the... Two hands thing.
You're asking questions.
What are you doing, pal? What are you playing at here, pal? What's this? Are we making up the rules of the road as we go along here, pal? Doesn't even acknowledge me. Let's whoever it is, the pedestrian, cross the road in front of them. By the way, not at a pedestrian crossing. It's not a zebra crossing or anything.
This man's just improvising.
He's winging it. My question for you, Ireland, this afternoon... What was the brand of the car he was driving? Oh. 0874-100-102. This person just making up the rules of the road, swinging out in front of me, suddenly stopping, expecting me to stop for him. She's like, I'm driving here, so you're just going to have to improvise, because I'm winging it. I have a pair of tickets for Basement Jacks on Wednesday week in Fairview Park in Dublin. If you correctly guess the brand of car this moped was driving, and I'll put you to win a pair of tickets. I need it on voice note, by the way, not text.
All right.
Voice note 0874-100-102. The brand of the car, along with your name, where you're from, I guess. Not essential.
Now, I don't know the brand of the car.
No, JP doesn't know.
But I will say there is a uniformity to the entries we've had so far.
Okay. I'm not even going to guess. You guess 0874-100-102. I'll put you in to win a pair of tickets for Basement Jacks in Dublin on Wednesday week. And then, if you're our winner, I'll play some Basement Jacks. Spiller, Sophie Ellis Baxter, Groove Jet. If this ain't love, this is Today FM. We're playing the music you love. Good afternoon. So not sunny weather music right there. Unbelievable things. So this lad drove out in front of me in a car this morning. He edged and edged and then thought, I'll just drive out in front of this person that's driving along here, minding their own business, obeying the rules of the road. This lad, who's this lad now? Just doing whatever they like, rules-wise. Just driving out in front of someone. Then he braked suddenly, right away. to let a pedestrian cross in front of... I'm like, what the... But I'm asking you, Ireland, what was the brand of the car? Put you in to win a pair of tickets for Basement Jacks. And quite a number of people getting it right. Let's have a listen to Rory's over. Rory?
Hi, Ray.
Hello, Rory.
Is the brand of the car an Audi by any chance?
Rory. It was not an Audi.
That's Rory in County Donegal. Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Rory. Not an Audi or an Audi. Ailish is there, Ailish.
Hey, Ray, it's Ailish here from Clare. Hi. Definitely has to be a Tesla. Someone did something similar to me before.
Not a Tesla.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Although the Tesla drivers are gaining something of a reputation.
They're climbing that leaderboard.
Aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
What was it? 0874 100102. Get your voice note in. Two tickets for Basement Jacks. Wednesday week in Fairview Park in Dublin. That is going to be a great night. Playing Basement Jackson. If you Gracie Abrams, that's so true. This is Today FM. We're playing the music you love on this glorious Monday afternoon. Ireland, good day. Good afternoon. Ray Foley's my name. My friend's name is JP.
Yeah, it is. Hi.
Hi. How are you guys? Yeah, soft launch day. 664 this afternoon. And it's leaving cert. Polish, Lithuanian, Portuguese, Mandarin Chinese, Hebrew studies, ancient Greek, agricultural science. All on the same day today.
Wow, that's tricky.
If you're doing Polish, Lithuanian, Portuguese, Mandarin Chinese, Hebrew studies, ancient Greek and ag science, you've got a busy day today.
I'd say to you, pick a side.
Just make up your mind.
Like, what are you doing?
Do you have no career guidance in your school? No. You should really go and talk to the career guidance counsellor. You're very indecisive. That's going to go against you in life if you can't decide now. Look, you're a child. We shouldn't be berating you. I was telling a story earlier of driving along and this guy just drove out in front of me. Saw me. Knew I was there. Just drove out in front of me. Then suddenly stopped to let someone walk out in front of him. Didn't care that I was there. Just doing his own thing. I was asking the question, what car was this individual driving?
Oh, baby. Is that about a sense of entitlement, like that you own the road?
How can it be so consistent? This is the thing, something I don't understand. That someone driving this type of car wouldn't be self-aware enough to go, yes, I'm driving one of these cars, but I'm not going to be that person. It's wildly consistent. Why is that? Is it that you buy one of these cars and think to yourself, is it like, I'm going to buy one of those cars so I can drive like that? I wonder, do people do that? There's got to be a whole thing in it.
By the way, my mother is a driver of one of these.
No.
Yeah, and has always been.
Do you still speak to her?
It's fraught.
Does she drive like that?
Not all the time.
Carol's there, Carol.
Ray, hi, it's Carol. Ray, is it a BMW? Ray, honestly, they think they own the road, they do their own thing, and they expect everyone to give way to them. I think it's definitely a BMW. Thanks, bye, love the show.
Hey, Brendan's over there, Brendan.
Hey, Ray, the brand of the car was definitely a BMW. Thanks, love the show.
Hey, Terence joins Terence.
BMW, Terence from County Cavan.
Owen, talk to me, Owen.
It is a BMW.
Kathleen is there.
Definitely a
beep, beep,
BMW.
Oh, beep, beep, BMW. Louise.
I'm going to guess it was a BMW. Louise Brady in lead.
The consistency of the guessing straight out of the gates has been wild. Paddy?
Has to be a BMW. Paddy in Sligo.
Clare's and Galway.
This sounds so like what somebody in the BMW would do. It's Clare Cheatham from Mount Bellew, County Galway. Love the show.
Hey, cheers.
I've an idea.
What?
Never mind bus lanes. Do we need a BMW lane?
For what?
So they can have their own lane and the rest of us can be fine and not bothered.
But that means that they get a better lane than the rest of us.
Are you saying that I'm an enabler, Ray?
You're an enabler.
My mother would love that.
Don't be enabling an earner. It's ringing.
Should be Tracy.
Tracy, love.
Tracy, love.
Hello?
Hiya, Tracy, love.
Yes.
Hi, it's Ray Foley here on Today FM. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Where in the world are you, Tracy?
I am currently in a car park waiting to do my food shopping.
Waiting to collect your food shopping or to go in and do it?
To go in and do it.
What's your supermarket of choice?
Lidl.
Oh, Lidl. Very good. And it's a full week's shop, is it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Tracy.
I'm just back from Chicago, so the house is kind of bare.
Chicago.
Yeah, I was out visiting my brother.
Your brother in the Windy City?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Shane Holleran.
What does he do?
He's actually out with his wife. His wife is working out there for a bit, so he's out there with her.
All right.
So, yeah.
When you say it's for a bit, is it like a couple of years or what?
Yeah, 2 years. They're 1 year done. They'll be back next year.
Right. Cool. How long are you over there for?
About 10 days with my mother.
Oh, fab. What's the weather like in Chicago at the moment?
Bipolar.
Oh, it doesn't have a clue what it's at.
Yeah, exactly.
What's like coming home then?
It was nice to come home and see the kids because, you know, abandon them for 10 days.
That's pretty nice. How old are your kids?
16, 14 and 11.
They're well able to fend for themselves then at that age.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Tracy, let's do our due diligence first here. You're in a car park, you said, and you've parked the car. Can I ask, and we do need an honest answer on this, what car brand do you drive yourself, Tracy?
I am currently in a Peugeot.
That's Peugeot's all right, fine. That's safe.
You're on the right side of the line then.
You're clear.
Any
clear,
dodgy Trace. Driving in the car park around you at the moment that you can see? You're our eyewitness on the ground, Tracy.
No, nothing at the moment.
Okay. That's okay.
You know.
Okay. Fine. Okay. Where
anything can happen.
You said you were going in to do... Where in the world? Where in Ireland are you?
I live in Tarnpeckin, so I'm in Drogheda at the moment.
All right, okay. Hi to everyone there. And of course, hi to your babies. Tell us the type of car that the road driver was driving earlier on for us.
BMW.
You're absolutely right. Of course it was. And it's insane that everyone, apart from a couple of Teslas and Audis, everyone else said BMW. It's wild.
Yeah.
It's
and I, you know what? I was nearly second guessing myself, thinking, well, he stopped for somebody. So
it wouldn't be like him.
Nice.
It wouldn't be like him. What are your baby's names? Your big baby's names is?
Lauren, Matthew and Ellie.
All right.
Shout out to my husband Neil as well.
Okay. He was doing the heavy lifting for the last 10 days.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he was.
You have to get him something nice inside.
They survived, so he must have done something right.
Yeah, as long as they're still intact by when mommy comes home, that's the important thing. Ray Foley on Today FM.